From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States takes effect in 9 days, barring any legal challenges. A court blocked his initial immigration order. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Three of these nations are state sponsors of terrorism. The other three have served as safe havens for terrorist countries, countries where governments have lost control of their territory to terrorist groups like ISIL or Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Among the most notable changes in this order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees. It also removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Albert Kahn is the legal director for CARE in New York.
We know what this bill is, what this executive order is, because he told us. Time and again on the campaign trail, the president of the United States told us what he wanted, and that was a Muslim ban.
Reaction pro and con to the travel ban is falling mostly along party lines. Libyan fighters who recently captured two key oil terminals around Benghazi say they want to extend their fight to try to capture the entire city of Benghazi. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raise the prospect of increased violence in the area. Libya descended into chaos after a 2011 uprising led to the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. For details on more news, visit us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.